Hi, folks. Crazy Dougie Wilson with you here. And all of this week, you have had the opportunity to listen to some of the conversations that I had the opportunity to conduct with the young ladies that are vying for the title of Miss Rain Day 2018. To close out the week, it is my pleasure to welcome to the airwaves Miss Rain Day 2017, Eden Rogers. Eden, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am well, thank you very much. I can't believe it. It's been a year.
I can't believe it either.
At what point did it finally really sink in that you were Miss Rain Day 2017?
I think it's funny because I still don't think it has.
Okay.
I'll just think about it every once in a while, and in my head I think, wow, I actually won, and I'm here, and I'm doing things for the community, and I'm representing this, and I don't know.
Have you enjoyed your reign?
I have, tremendously. It's been wonderful.
So, a couple of questions for you about your reign. On Rain Day itself, I mean, that is a full day of events.
Yes.
Is there anything that really sticks out in your mind that when you look back, you're like, wow, that I want to remember that forever?
Well, I would like to remember the whole day. It was just really fun for me. But at the beginning of the day, they had me judge an umbrella contest. And I saw all of these kids that had decorated their umbrellas so wonderfully. And they all came across. And I judged it with another man and his son. And we all just had a good time looking at them all. And just, it was fun. And then towards the end of the day, I crowned the winners of the baby Rain Day pageants,
right,
and took pictures with them. And I remember how difficult it was for me because I'm not around children a lot.
Oh, so sort of outside of your comfort zone.
Right, right. And so I had to hold some kids, and they were very grumpy. A lot of them did not want to be held.
It had been a long day for them too.
Right, yeah.
Okay. The rain itself, after Rain Day, is there an event? Did you represent the Miss Rain Day pageant at anything in particular that you think the listeners would be interested in hearing about?
Of course. For a community service project, I teamed up with my uncle, and he works for Pathways and Rainbow's End, which mm-hmm. are both in Waynesburg. And so I actually went and played harp for the preschoolers and the individuals and just taught them about the instrument. And again, I'm not around kids a lot, so that was a lot of fun for me. They had so many questions, and they just really welcomed me there, and the individuals did as well, and that was just a lot of fun. I also had Aviation Day, where I went over just Greene County as a whole in a little biplane, and that was a lot of fun to do, and just a lot of festivals, and I was in the Christmas parade with some really, really great people, and that was wonderful as well.
Sounds like you really enjoyed yourself.
I did.
Would you encourage other young ladies to get involved with the pageant?
Of course I would. Even if you don't win the pageant, it's such a great experience that I didn't really expect. All of the girls that are competing with you are not competitive. Both years that I've done that, because I'm working with the contestants now, none of the girls are competitive. They're all so sweet, and they treat each other with respect, and you learn great skills like interviewing and modeling and just how to present yourself on stage in front of judges, and it's a wonderful experience.
For the pageant itself, you actually get to perform again, correct, this year?
I do, yes.
Can we ask what you'll be doing for the pageant?
I will be doing a tap routine to the song Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sinatra?
Not Sinatra.
Okay.
It's actually a woman.
Okay. So. Well, mm-hmm. excellent. So I have two final questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
One is very lighthearted. The other is a little more serious.
Okay.
So the lighthearted question, it's the question that I've asked all of the contestants, and I'm going to put the question to you. I mean, we know it's going to rain on Rain Day.
Mm-hmm,
after
course,
all, it's Rain
yeah.
Day. What time do you think it's going to rain on Rain Day 2018?
I'll say 2:03 in the afternoon.
That way we know that it's rained, there's no question about it, and it's done and out of the way.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. My final question. What advice would you give to the new Miss Rain Day?
Take every advantage to go to everything in the community that you can, but don't stress about it if you have to miss something, but have a good time. So go to the festivals. There are so many things that you never would have seen, and go learn the history of this county because it's so rich, and it's something that you never would have seen before, and it's very good to learn that. But don't get behind on your homework because of it or anything like that. Don't get stressed about it, but make sure that you really take advantage of your title and show everyone what a great place Greene County is.
She is Miss Rain Day 2017, soon to hand over her crown to Miss Rain Day 2018, Eden Rogers. Eden, thank you so much for sitting and chatting with us, and I wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you very much.